The Wrong Turn by N.C. Marshall. Narrated by Gloria Sanders.
Prologue. I'm cursed. The two words play out over and over again in my head, and even though I have never believed in that sort of mumbo-jumbo, it's the only explanation that makes any sense as to why this could be happening right now. Or maybe I did something wrong in a previous life. After a year or more of constant heartache and pain, one thing after another thrown at me, and now, as the brakes in my car refuse to slow me down, my conclusion is, I am cursed. The car ahead, which has veered onto the wrong side of the road, continues to hurtle towards me, its headlights flash, dazzling me and causing temporary loss of sight. I continue to frantically pump my foot on the brake pedal. Nothing. Before I know it, I hit the bridge. The other car continues to speed towards me, and no attempt is being made to slow it down. I continue to work the brake pedal again, with no response. Now the approaching car is directly ahead, meeting me at the centre of the deserted bridge. There's not enough room to pass on the narrow road, and I know I'm travelling far too quickly, but I have no choice other than to attempt the tricky manoeuvre and avoid a potentially fatal head-on collision. Turning the steering wheel sharply, just before impact, the other car clips mine and I immediately lose control. I swerve hazardously off the road, through the barrier and down into the forested area that surrounds us. I've driven along this road numerous times and know the area like the back of my hand, but I hadn't realised that there was such a steep decline. As the car accelerates, I catch sight of the vehicle that has succeeded in forcing me off the road, its tail lights disappearing into the darkness through my rear-view mirror. My car now moves even faster, plummeting down further into the overgrown ravine. Tree branches bang against the windscreen, scraping and scratching at the glass. I grip the steering wheel as tightly as I can and pray that I will survive, but when my car hits something solid and is thrown violently to one side, I only feel despair. There's a loud bang as the car rolls and I'm jolted in all directions as it flies into the air and hits the ground with a deafening thud. There's a loud bang that accompanies it and I connect with the airbag, which has now inflated. A shattering sound follows and I scream out as the windscreen implodes and I'm showered with glass. A sharp pain drives across my temple and the strong metallic taste of blood floods my mouth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?